Hi there, I'm Jim Perry, the creator of Parapsych, and you're listening to the True North Country Comics Podcast.
Welcome to the True North Country Comics Podcast, dedicated to celebrate Canadian comic book and graphic novel creators and supporters. I'm John Swinimer. On this episode, I chat with Jim Perry about Parapsych Comic webcomic series. Please like and subscribe to this website by hitting the subscribe button to be notified about new podcast interviews and article posts. This podcast is available wherever podcasts are enjoyed. Please like, follow, and subscribe. Based in Ottawa, Ontario, Jim Perry has been writing stories, overseeing tabletop games, and constantly creating various projects for well over 30 years. Jim constantly thrives to create worlds and stories that people can get lost in, whether it's a fantasy realm, a steampunk city, or a sci-fi expanse. Jim brings an intoxicating mix of suspense, comedy, and intrigue to all of his projects. In addition to writing stories, Jim is also an affluent programmer. It's safe to say one way or another, Jim is always writing something. With artist Jamil Gonzalez, his current web comic book project is Parapsych Comic. The story of Parapsych Comic revolves around three space adventurers, but mostly travelers, Faye, Cho, and Nell, all aquatic form aliens. After Faye loses her brother to an unfortunate accident, she decides to continue with her travel partners on a variety of misadventures, including a job in not the most legal of manners. Naturally, the group run into a few problems along the way, with one thing leading to another. So, without further ado, here's my chat with Jim Perry about Parapsych Comic webcomic series. So, Jim Perry, thank you very much for taking time to chat with me.
Oh, thank you very much for having me, John.
I appreciate your time. Before we get going with all the questions, I would like to know, what was the first comic book that you read?
So, are we talking international or Western? Because if it's international, it was Asterix and Obelix. My mother had the entire collection. And when I was just learning to read, I literally learned reading Asterix and Obelix.
That's classic. Yeah, I've had some creators actually mention that book. Certainly from a European standpoint, not too many people in North America know that title. Tintin for sure, but yeah. Asterix not so much. But that's pretty cool. How about today? Who or what inspires you to create today?
Well, I have a lot of ideas in my head that are always running around, but I'd have to say that I'm inspired to create because of my two little girls.
And do they tell you stories and you write them down, or is it just antics?
I want to do more for them. I have so many ideas in my head and I've told them the ideas and they're always like, oh, Dad, that's so amazing. You should do something with that. And I'm like, I should. And that's pretty much where it all started, being like, yeah, maybe I should get these out there instead of just, you know, putting them on paper and then letting them rot in a hard drive somewhere.
Sure, sure. Yes, for sure. Get your stuff out there. It's always a good benefit all around. So we're here to talk about your latest project, Parapsych. I wonder if you could tell me, what's the story all about?
So Parapsych revolves around three space, call them adventurers, but it's more travelers. Faye, Cho, and Nell. They're all aquatic form aliens. So two of them are axolotls. One is based more off of a shark type thing. In the beginning of the story, Faye loses her brother to an unfortunate accident and decides to continue kind of going forward. And through her misadventures, things don't go well on the money wise, and they're kind of in a hard spot. So they take a job in not the most legal of manners. And then they run into a bit of problems. One thing leads to another, and the story starts with Nell coming back.
Just for clarification, and that people understand, this is essentially a web comic, is it not?
Yes, as well as an actual physical comic and more things in the future.
So this is the question I've always had about web comics. It seems very different from a comic that has maybe a set number of pages. A web comic could go on forever and ever. So how do you define a chapter in quotation marks when it comes to webcomics?
So for me, I've been doing writing for a very long time. I build webcomics around a very structured approach. A chapter, an arc, an important beginning, middle, and end per chapter is essential to telling a good story, so that you don't leave anything hanging or otherwise leave the reader feeling confused, so they don't feel like they're waiting on something that's not coming. You encapsulate what has to happen in one chapter, and you make sure that it services the entire overarching story.
Okay, thanks for clearing that up. I do appreciate it. So what was your inspiration for the story? Was it your kids, or was it something that was in the back of your mind for a long time?
Oh, it's been in the back of my mind for a long time. This story actually was inspired a long time ago when I lost my grandfather suddenly, and kind of internalized that and made it into a story. And throughout 14 or so odd years, kind of refined the story into its current format.
Ah, so something to memorialize his efforts, I guess, and his legacy.
Yeah, pretty much. You got to take that energy and make something positive out of it, you know?
Yeah, it's a good positive outlook, that's for sure. So they always say you should create for yourself, but who ultimately is the audience for Parapsych?
I would have to say that it's made for young adults, because I was kind of young when it happened, and it's kind of to explore the feeling of loss and those little lies that we tell ourselves to kind of get through the day. Those kind of like, you know, oh, well, you know, it's not that important, or, you know, I'll just do it later. And those little things that we keep doing that we use to kind of build the walls around ourselves.
You are the author of the story, but you have some people who are collaborators. Can you talk about who these collaborators are and how do you work with them?
Oh my goodness, yes. Jamil Gonzalez is our amazing artist. He has done everything from designing the characters. He does the roughs, he does the thumbnails, he does the inks, and his art is phenomenal. The way we work together, we actually met over a decade ago when I was working on the Comicadia group. And we just kind of liked each other's company. And eventually I asked him, hey, do you want to work on a project together? He said yes, or else we wouldn't be talking like this. But anyhow, what happens is I write the script. I then convert the script into a cinematography of page one, panel one, this kind of action shot, these characters in the scene, this general feel. And I hand that to Jamil through Google Drive in this respect. He looks at it, draws up a thumbnail and says, like this. And we do that for the entire chapter. We go back, we do some modifications to make sure the flow is good. And once we're both happy with how it looks, we have it started to be roughed and inked. And then we move to the next person on the list.
And who is the next person?
Julia Mazzacet. She's actually from Italy, and she is an amazing artist herself. I found her, coincidentally, on Reddit when I was looking for a colorist to try and relieve Jamil from some of the workload, because it's a lot of work just doing from start to finish an entire page, especially with the detail he puts in there.
Yeah, that's interesting. I know back in the old days when the Little Birdie social media site was up and running, that was a great place to find artists. But now that that's gone away, it's a little tougher, I think, for people. So you've had success on Reddit then?
Yeah, actually, I've had success and I've had failure on Reddit. It's a mixed bag. When you're doing it, make sure that you are upfront and you have a good communication going between you and whoever you're going to work with. Because if there's any confusion or barriers between getting what you want on paper to what is delivered, it's not going to improve.
And dealing with folks that are outside Canada, I presume that there could be a language barrier. How do you overcome that?
Well, luckily, English is the predominant language across most of our wonderful world. But yes, there are language barriers. The important thing is to be patient and to kind of ensure that the communication bridge is there between both. So you can say, you know, even if you make a mistake with how you want to say it, just say it in your language. And at the very worst, I'm going to translate it via Google and see what it says, and we'll come to a conclusion or an understanding. Both Julia and Jamil are excellent. Both speak very fluent in English, but Julia does have some colloquialisms that don't come over properly because of the pond difference.
And speaking of translate, you had mentioned that the webcomic will make its way into comic book form. How is that going to happen? Was that something that you thought of during the process of making the webcomic, or now do you have to go back to square one and redo it all over again?
So I have been making webcomics for about 10 years, and I learned through the first two iterations out of my element that you need to plan for that before you get to that point. And we did so. Even that being said, I had to go back and rework a whole bunch of chapter one just for it to fit on the format that I had to use, because publishers are a little bit finicky when it comes to that stuff.
So is this something now that you're keeping in mind all the time to eventually make everything into comic book form?
That's the idea. I mean, webcomics are amazing. When it comes to comics, though, sometimes people just want to have that physical copy in case they can't access it, or they want to share it with someone and they don't have internet. There's a whole bunch of reasons for it, but a lot of people just like having that physical thing in their hand.
I suppose, but it's also easier to make a webcomic. You don't have to worry about a printer or a publisher or any of these crazy deadlines. It's pretty much all up to you, right?
100%.
Yeah. You had talked to me before about working with your wife on another webcomic story. I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about that.
I'm working with her on the story called My Hero. This story is a fantasy story, and it revolves around a character named Hesera, who is training to become a guardian, the cohort to a champion, to a hero. Let's call it a squire. The greatest hero of all time is known as Lark. And she gets assigned to him, and she's overjoyed until she meets him. At which point, the entire illusion of everything she's known gets shattered like a stained glass window with a rock. And the story kind of goes from there.
And this is a webcomic that's going on now or will be in the future?
It is going on now. It has, I think, 6 chapters already up, and it's just returning from hiatus.
So here's a question I've got to ask you then, now that you've been talking. Traditionally, I got to let you know, I talk to most people about physical comics, and just recently I've been talking to folks about webcomics. So what is your preference? I know you say you've been working with webcomics for a while, but do you have a preference? Would you prefer to do the digital online, or would you prefer to make the physical copy?
I actually would prefer webcomics because, as you said, you have more freedoms. You can do a lot more, whether you're working on the basic page-by-page format or the new infinite scroll that people have been kind of using on webtoons and stuff. There's all these interesting mediums you can use if you want to when it comes to webcomics. When you're doing physical, you're kind of limited in that.
And this is problematic, I guess, for the next question. Typically, I ask people if they're going to events or festivals or conventions. If you don't have a physical book with you and you only have a webcomic, how do you promote yourself?
Well, that's the fun bit. When it comes to just promoting myself, I can use social media, be it Twitter, be it Blue Sky, Reddit, Top Webcomics, Comic Ad Network. There's a whole bunch of tools out there to help promote webcomics across the board. You just got to know where to look, and sometimes you got to get lucky.
Yeah. Is it something that goes beyond the Canadian borders?
I think, yeah. Webcomics have the ability to go across the whole world. I mean, a lot of my traffic comes from the US, of course, but I do have a significant portion that comes from Italy, that comes from Spain, and that comes from the UK. So that's another thing about webcomics, is the whole world can get in on it, not just where you can, you know, publish, not where
right.
you can put the book.
Yeah. And I mentioned events. Is it fair to ask you if you have any events planned for this year for promotion, whether it be a festival or a convention?
I'm looking into it, but I'm kind of between a rock and a hard place. Unfortunately, my wife did have a medical event 2 years ago, which has made it a little bit more difficult to get out of the house. And I've got 2 kids under the age of 13 right now, which means I've got to make sure I'm here to take care of everything.
Absolutely. You're juggling a lot there, trying to keep things in order. That's for sure.
But I mean, a family road trip with the kids to Toronto for a comic thing, maybe I could get them, you know, get them to promote. I actually use them sometimes because we had hoodies made, and they walk around with the hoodies that have what the main character from Parasite on it with a barcode that people can scan with their phones.
Ah, there you go. Now that's the way to use the offspring for marketing purposes only.
I got to say, they literally asked for a hoodie that had Faye on it. So
wow,
I obliged.
Well, with everything that you have going on today and in the future, where can people find you online?
Well, there's, of course, the main website, the parapsych-comic.com, which will have the webcomic up every Wednesday. Right now, we are in a slight lull between Chapter 1 and Chapter 2 as we get a special project up, myherocomic.com, the one for my wife and I. And if you want to follow on social media, it's always parapsych-comic from X, Twitter, Blue Sky, Reddit, Instagram, TikTok. It's all parapsych-comic, one word. And yeah, those are the general places.
Very good. Well, Jim, those are the questions I have for you, but I'm wondering, is there something I didn't ask that you'd like to get across in this interview?
I would like to point out that we are doing our best with Parapsych to make it into a multimedia thing, not just webcomic, not just comic, but we're also going to be making a dubbed version of the webcomic that's going to be available for everyone on YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram, I believe. So we're trying to make it as accessible to everyone as possible. I mean, the next step would be to make it into a literal audiobook.
Thanks to Jim for the chat. You can discover more about Jim Perry online at parapsych-comic.com and on Instagram at parapsychcomic. And thank you for tuning in to the True North Country Comics podcast. I invite you to visit the True North Country Comics website to listen to even more conversations with creators about making comic books and graphic novels. I also encourage you to subscribe via the website so you'll be notified about new podcast interviews and article posts. This podcast is available wherever podcasts are enjoyed. Please like, follow, and subscribe. You can follow along True North Country Comics on most social media platforms, and you can send any and all feedback to John at truenorthcountrycomics.com. Thanks for tuning in, and come back soon for another episode. Bye for now. True North Country Comics podcast is copyright True North Country Comics, copyright 2026.